This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kind of talk a little bit about the upcoming team. The Washington Redskins are coming to town. And from the Team 980 and 95.9 FM in D.C., Kevin Sheehan now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. You can find him on Twitter at Kevin Sheehan D.C. Kevin, how you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So you tell me what is formidable about this team upcoming that the Packers should say, okay, there's a legitimate fear here.
I don't know that you should have fear about anything.
Okay.
It's a bad football team, really, that has played a little bit better here recently. You know, they've won two games in a row. They beat a Detroit team with Jeff Driskel at quarterback, and last week was by far and away the best game they've played probably in over a year. They ran the football with Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson. And I would guess that, to be honest with you, that's probably the thing that, you know, the Packers may, you know, look at and say, you know, they're not a great run-stopping team, or they haven't been a consistent run-stopping team, and the Redskins have gotten it going a little bit running the football. And, you know, a big underdog on the road, if they run the football and they eat the clock and they shorten the game and they keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, you know, can they keep it close? Can they pull off the upset? That would be the way to do it. And Darius Geis was their second-round pick in 2018 out of LSU, and he was hurt the entire rookie season with an ACL. He got hurt in the opener this year, and he just started his third game in a row, and it was spectacular. He's got great vision, great patience. 112 out of his 129 yards against the Panthers were after contact yards. He's somebody that I think a lot of people in town are excited about, but it's been a pretty horrible football team for most of the year.
What has Dwayne Haskins done as far as the quarterback position goes? You had Case Keenum, you have Cole McCoy, you got some retreads, names that people know, but Haskins, he's not used to losing. He talked about that openly. I mean, coming out of that Ohio State program. So you tell me how Dwayne Haskins has maybe reinvigorated or rejuvenated a little bit the quarterback position there.
Yeah, it's a good question, because the concerns early on were, you know, were out there. They were leaked. I mean, this organization leaks like a faucet, you know, a bad faucet. And you heard all of these things about how he didn't know the playbook, and he was difficult to coach, and he wasn't getting it, and he was a major long-term project. And, you know, they're 0-5, and he's not playing. So you're really wondering what the situation was. Well, when they finally got around to playing him, the alarm and the red flag seemed to be a little bit overdone. He really has managed the games very well. You know, there aren't delay of game penalties. He's getting the team out of the huddle. He's a much better playmaker than maybe, you know, you guys remember as a Big Ten, you know, area with Wisconsin. He's actually thinned a little bit. He's quicker. He's a better escape guy, extend the play guy at the quarterback position. He can make some plays, and he's got a big time arm. He's still learning, though. You know, they don't have a lot around him really, but he has improved week by week. And I think, you know, there was, again, some real trepidation, some real, you know, concern about whether or not, you know, this was the owner's pick, which apparently it was, and was it going to be a flop and a disaster? He has shown at least reason to be intrigued here in the four starts that he's made.
Defensively speaking, look, the Packers are not great against the run. So if you're bringing in any semblance of a run game, at least you got a legitimate shot at racking up some yards and maybe moving the chains a little bit. But on the other hand, you look at what Washington has done this year, and overall statistically, they're not awful. It's not like they're coming in as an awful team. They just haven't been able to kind of put sustained success together. You know what I mean?
Well, what they've done here recently since Callahan took over for Jay Gruden is they have emphasized trying to run the football and be physical. And with Peterson, you know, running literally like he's not that many steps removed from you know, 2008, 2009 Adrian Peterson. He has looked great at times. And now Geis into the mix. They can run the football a little bit. So, if you're asking me, you know, what do they do well? They can run the football, and defensively up front with Allen, Payne, and Ioannidis, they're talented. But they haven't been well coached. They've been blown out as recently as 2.5 weeks ago by the Jets in a game in which they were down 34-3 in. They haven't really been close during the course of the year in many games. They've been blown out of most of them. But over the last 2 weeks, they've put together a couple of decent efforts. And they're going to try to run the football Sunday, and they did it against Carolina last week and did it effectively.
Their defense comes in ranked about the same as the Packers, but when it comes to points, they're giving up 24.2 points per game on the season. The Packers now averaging about that or more, and they've been able to score 31 points or more in numerous games this year. Is that really against Aaron Rodgers? And I'm not going to say all the great weapons, but all the ways he can spread the ball around, is that really the matchup that you're looking for if the Washington Redskins are going to have a legitimate shot at beating the Packers?
Yeah, I mean, last week was by far and away their best defensive effort of the year. They got pressure on Kyle Allen. You know, it's Kyle Allen. It's not Aaron Rodgers. And they stopped the run. They really shut down McCaffrey. But that was the aberration game. They've been a horrible defensive team much of the year. They've been run on. They've been thrown on. They haven't been able to generate enough pass rush. And really, their best defense in recent weeks has been, you know, their running game on offense and keeping their defense off the field. Last week was what we thought they could be defensively this year. There was a lot of optimism in August about some of the talent they had on defense, but they tried to replace their defensive coordinator last year, Greg Minuski, in the offseason. They openly tried to replace him with Greg Williams, with Todd Bowles. Nobody wanted the job, and so Minuski's remained in there as the defensive coordinator. And, you know, statistically, it may not bear out that they've been one of the worst defenses, but on third down in particular, for much of the year, they have really struggled.
Hey, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you a prediction on the game. Your thoughts, is Washington going to come in here and steal one, or are they going to be competitive, or do you just think it's a roll out the helmets for the Packers?
Well, it's really an interesting dilemma here, because Redskin fans want Bruce Allen fired. They want a new coaching staff. And the management is so dysfunctional and so delusional that a lot of fans believe that if they somehow pulled off an upset, that everybody's coming back next year. So it's quite the dilemma for longtime Redskin fans. I actually think their running game gives them a chance to be competitive, but I don't think they win the game. I think it's something like, you know, 27-17.
Always good to talk to you. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us for a little bit, and we'll talk to you later on down the road too, okay?
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime.
Kevin, thanks so much. There you go. Kevin Sheehan from the Team 980 AM, 95.9 FM in D.C. You can follow him on Twitter at Kevin Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N, D.C., at Kevin Sheehan, D.C. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.